for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street. Episode 3, Ocean Bay.
Welcome to the Ocean Bay Inn.
Hi, I'm Josh Mayfield. I was supposed to check in a few hours ago.
Yes, of course. We were expecting you at 3. Let me guess, you got lost?
I did. The app on my phone was all janky.
It's not just you. Apple Maps, Google Maps, they're all on the fritz today. There was a story about it on the news.
Well, that's a relief. I guess it wasn't just me this time.
This time?
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
All right. Sign here, please, and I'll need the credit card you used to make the reservation.
Okay, here you go. Boy, it's quiet out there.
We don't really get many tourists after Labor Day.
That makes sense.
Here's your card back, and you're all set for 2 nights.
Thanks. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
It's Kathy, with a K.
Great. Well, let me ask you a question, Kathy, with a K. Do you know any women around here with red hair and green eyes?
Why?
I would love to meet up with someone like that. I actually have a picture somewhere in this bag.
Look, we don't go in for that sort of thing here.
What sort of thing?
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
Wait, what? No, that's not what I meant.
I think I know what you meant.
I'm sorry, that just came out wrong.
Fine.
Look, it was a really long drive, and I'm tired. I just need to get some sleep.
Try taking a hot bath.
Thanks, I'll do that.
You're in room 218.
Perfect.
Enjoy your stay in Ocean Bay.
1240 KAB Radio, Ocean Bay.
Good morning. It's 54 degrees outside, which means we'll be in the mid-60s by the time these gray clouds clear. And don't forget about that busted light at the corner of 3rd and Main. I'm told it won't be fixed till at least 1 this afternoon. I would like to remind you that starting tonight, we'll be broadcasting old episodes of Strange Air, the famous call-in radio show about the paranormal that was hosted by my brother, Malcolm Smith. The man disappeared over 10 years ago, and I'm stunned no one has ever found out what happened to him. Oh, I almost forgot. Sheriff Green, if you're listening, I sure wish you would reconsider that parking ticket you gave me this weekend. My truck wasn't that far from the curb, and I'm sure you knew I was inside Harry's Fish Market having lunch. It's almost like you were trying to get my attention. This is Maddie Smith, and I'll be back at the top of the hour with some local news.
Hello.
Hi.
You seem a little lost. Can I help with anything?
No, thanks. I'm fine. I'm just exploring.
Ah, I completely understand. Make sure you visit our museum. It's quite historic.
Really? Good to know.
Have a wonderful day.
Ocean Bay is the exact opposite of San Francisco. It's small, quiet. The kind of town where random people stop you on the street to see if you need anything. Let's see. There's a main street that goes all the way down to the water. Lots of shops. A few places to eat. A cafe called the Local Pelican. And plenty of parking. Seriously, there are spots everywhere. There's also a lighthouse at the far end of town. As far as I can tell, it's the tallest building here. I wonder if people still use lighthouses. Probably not. Trusting your ship to a spinning light bulb may not be the best way to stay safe out there. According to the brochure in my room, Ocean Bay was incorporated back in 1896. I mean, that sounds right. This town feels old, like it's been here forever. And I guess that's how they like it, because the city council has some serious rules about what kind of business can open here. That's probably why there are no Starbucks or fast food restaurants anywhere. I have zero intention of leaving the greatest city in the world, but if I had to move, I wouldn't go to Santa Fe where I'd be surrounded by desert sand and turquoise jewelry. I would go someplace like this.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey, how's it going? Tell me everything. And is my car all right?
The car's fine. And if you must know, I just had breakfast. The pancakes here are crazy good. They put Marion berries in them.
Yeah, you're in Oregon, Josh. They put Marion berries in everything.
Huh, I didn't know that.
So, did you start looking yet?
No, but I'm about to.
A gorgeous girl with red hair and green eyes kind of has to stick out.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to begin.
Just start showing people that picture, and if she lives there, someone will know her.
I hope so.
Dude, seriously, just pick a direction and see where it takes you.
Right.
And don't forget, that picture is the golden ticket that gets you into the chocolate factory.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Yeah, good luck.
Just pick a direction and see where it takes you. Excuse me, do you live here?
That's right, young man. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you recognize this woman?
Can't say that I do. But I'm not the one to ask. My wife and I just moved here 6 months ago.
Do you guys like Ocean Bay?
Very much. I'm a retired engineer from Seattle. Used to work at Microsoft. What about you? Are you a local?
No. No, I'm just visiting for a few days. I live down in San Francisco.
Ah, the Bay Area. Stunning part of California. My wife and I used to love spending time in Frisco.
To be honest, we don't call it that. Frisco is a town in Texas. We say the whole thing. San Francisco.
Damn, I did not know that. Hope you're not offended.
No, of course not. I was just saying.
Well, I appreciate the insight. I'm an old dog who enjoys learning new tricks. Just ask my wife. And you know what? You should show that picture to the lady who runs that shop over there.
The Spirit of the Ocean.
Her name's Henrietta, and she's lived here since the day she was born.
Thanks. I'll do that.
Just make sure you don't stare at her glass eye.
Got it.
Have a nice day.
Go Good morning. How can I help you?
Actually, I was wondering if you...
You don't get many tourists this time of year.
Yeah, I can see that.
What are you staring at?
Nothing.
Are you staring at my glass eye?
No, I swear, I wasn't. I didn't even know you had a glass eye. Which one is it?
Never mind that. How can I help you?
Could you please take a look at this?
What's that you're holding?
Well, it's a picture of someone I'm trying to find.
Someone you're trying to find?
Yes, ma'am. And I was told you were born here and that you pretty much know everyone in town, so I was hoping you could help me.
Who told you that?
Just some guy I ran into.
People talk too much. Never used to be that way.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I can just go.
Just show me the picture, for God's sake. Yeah, of course I knew her. That's Marie Claire. She just got back from school.
So she's a local?
She most certainly is not. Why are you asking? Did you go to school with her?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, I don't know where she's staying. But you could ask about her over at Harry's Fish Market. I believe the owner knows her well.
So talk to Harry.
You could try, but you would need a Ouija board. Harry passed away about 20 years ago.
Got it.
Harry's Fish Market is owned and operated by Charlie Reynolds these days.
Well, thanks. I bet the fish there is crazy good.
They don't serve fish.
They don't serve fish at Harry's Fish Market?
They most certainly do not.
Does that seem strange?
Harry's Fish Market was the original name. They used to serve the catch of the day there when I was a little girl. Now it's just a restaurant where everyone in town seems to meet so they can gossip about matters that are none of their business.
I guess that's my next stop.
Turn left out the door. It's 2 blocks down, just shy of the water.
Thanks.
Aren't you going to buy anything? This is a business, not the Ocean Bay Information Center.
Fair enough. How about,
Here, buy this candle. It smells like the ocean.
Welcome to Harry's Fish Market. Just order at the counter and we'll bring it out.
Thanks, but I'm not here to eat. Are you Charlie Reynolds?
I sure am. And that, my friend, is the world's largest candle.
Yeah, I know. It smells like the ocean.
Let me guess. You got it at Henrietta's.
Good guess.
Yeah, that woman has eccentric taste.
You want it?
The candle? God, no.
I completely understand.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for my friend, Marie Claire. She's about my age, red hair, green eyes. Henrietta said you might know where I can find her.
And the two of you are friends?
Yeah. We went to school together. Is something wrong?
What's your name, son?
Josh. I drove up from San Francisco.
Well... Look here, Frisco. I don't know what your game is, but you are definitely full of shit.
Excuse me?
No one, and I mean no one, who is friends with Marie Claire would ever call her Marie Claire.
But it's her name.
Tell me what you want with that girl, or get ready to hit the sidewalk ass first.
All right, you got me. We didn't go to school together, but we
Charlie!
Do...
Fryer's acting up again, and Bobby ain't here.
Hang on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, that's all she wrote. This was a mistake. I should go home. Wait a minute. What's that? There's a bulletin board by the door, and it's covered with like a million pictures. Boy, some of these are really old. I wonder if... Oh, my God.
There she is. Red hair, green eyes. But she looks so much younger. And she's smiling and pointing at some old building that's right behind her. What does that sign say? Ocean Bay Museum.
Excuse me! We're about to close for lunch. The museum will reopen at 2.
Oh, I was just looking for... Oh, wait, there she is. Never mind, I'm good. And here, this is all yours.
I don't want this candle. It's hideous.
I can't believe I found her. She's right there. All right, Josh. Go slow. Take it easy. Don't freak her out. Just say hello in a warm, friendly voice.
Ah, you! It's you! And
Let me guess. You're Josh?
Right, yes. I'm Josh. Sorry, got a little excited there.
Where do you get off telling people we went to school together?
What?
Charlie called. He told me all about the conversation he had with a crazy person named Josh.
Oh, right, sorry, I didn't mean to lie. It's just I got your clues, but I wasn't sure how to actually find you once I got here.
Clues? What clues?
The ones in your email. You know, the picture, the map.
What are you talking about?
Excuse me, MC. Would you mind escorting your friend outside so I can close up for lunch?
Oh, he is not my friend.
Wait!
Goodbye, Josh.
Claire, come on, just give me... Sorry. Hang on a second. Hey, hang on, you can't just walk away. I drove all the way up from San Francisco.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because of that email you sent.
Listen to me very carefully. I never sent you an email. I don't know who you are or what you're talking about, so please leave me alone. I have a lot on my mind and I can't deal with a stalker right now.
Me? A stalker?
It's the red hair and the green eyes. I attract stalkers. Men are so weird.
Seriously, I'm not a stalker, or a crazy person, or...
Goodbye, Josh.
This is crazy. This is crazy. I should go home. I need a new place to live, I need a job, and I need to go out on more of those weird dates with strange women.
Wait! I can explain everything!
Trap Street was written and directed by Tony Martinez. The show was produced by Michael P. Greco and Tony Martinez. Starring Michael P. Greco as Josh Mayfield, Lindsay Elston as MC Henderson. Featuring Dale Ingram, Rena Marie Villano, Samantha Turrett, W. Keith Timms. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. And remember, maps have secrets.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
We need to leave.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving. No!
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.